better about yourself.
I'm 44 and I've never been able to make a guy complete.
Oh, man. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, Jeffrey, I want to bring this up. Jeffrey's sitting here. He's been in the studio with us for a couple of minutes. Someone just sent me a text message. They wanted to know, Steven says, are Jeffrey's lips swollen or is there something in his mouth, a retainer or something? There's something funny going on with his mouth, with his lip. It looks to me like he got popped right in the mouth.
Zoom in, I can't.
It's swollen on that side,
yep.
His right.
Yes, it is.
It's a cold sore.
Ew.
A cold sore?
Yeah. I had to go to the hospital. I wanted to go to the doctor today, but I said it's just starting bothering me, so I just went to the hospital to have it checked out. He said it's a cold sore, and he gave me an antibiotic for it, and I started taking it this morning.
You on the prostitutes again?
No.
A cold sore?
Your whole cheek is swollen. It's not even on.
Crooked.
And you went to the hospital for it?
Yeah.
Where's the cold sore? Point it out to me. Show it to me.
Right here. Don't touch it.
No, it's
I touched the mic.
Oh. That looks like you got punched in the face.
Yeah, seriously, because you saw your cheek on that side.
I don't see
Did somebody hit you, Jeffrey?
Let me open your mouth again. Let me see.
Other way.
Yeah.
Other way.
Is it inside of your lips?
Yeah, look,
it's like a decrease in my lip. That's why you can't really see it.
Turn your face to the camera.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you got punched, is this?
Oh,
my Lord.
Oh,
what's in there?
What the hell is that?
What's in there?
What the hell is that?
You guys, it's bad.
Open that mouth again, man.
What is that, dude?
Oh!
Whoa! What is that?
Cold sore.
That's not a cold sore.
No, his breath smelled extremely bad, like back to the way it used to be when he was, like, when he had bad teeth.
Yeah.
I noticed this morning how bad it was. Jeffrey, you have some sort of infection, bro. That's bad.
I went to the hospital yesterday to have it checked out.
It's paralyzed half your mouth. It looks like you had a stroke now. You're just talking out one side of your mouth.
He has like
I've always talked out of one side of my mouth.
No. This is
Bell's palsy.
This is that flesh-eating bacteria.
MRSA,
don't say that, Rover.
Yes.
Don't say that,
That's what it is.
Dude, it is.
Look at that.
Breathe that
in. Go get me. The big camera. The so we can get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Get the handheld.
Gotta check if it's the bupotic plague.
Give me the handheld.
This is serious. This is not a thing to joke about, Jeffrey.
Oh my God.
We have
to now disinfect everything.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, I mean, we need gloves. We need masks.
I need a mask.
Jeffrey, this is no joke.
Like I said, I went to the hospital and had it checked out.
Oh, God.
So you went to the hospital. What prompted you to go to the hospital yesterday? I'm sorry. Turn on your mic. What?
I was starting to get a slight pain in here, and it was starting to swell up, so I figured I just might as well go and... instead of waiting around to go see my doctor, I just decided to go and have it checked out, and then I'm going to follow up with my doctor either today or tomorrow.
I mean, he can't move even that side of his face.
It really looks like he got punched right in the side of the mouth.
Yeah.
It reminds me, I grew up with a dude who had Bell's palsy, and half of his face went numb and started drooping.
Yes.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Right.
It's like he got stung by a bee in the cheek.
Jeffrey, when did this pain start?
I would say probably on Thursday or Friday. It wasn't noticeable at first.
But did it hurt?
But the pain and the swelling kind of came on in the last 48 hours.
Okay. And so whose idea was it to go to the hospital?
When I looked at it, I was like, I started feeling the pain as well. I said, "Okay, instead of me waiting until tomorrow to go see my doctor, I just decided to go to the hospital and get it checked out, make sure with nothing serious."
No, right.
Did you wait in the emergency room for like ever because it was so non life threatening?
Yeah. I didn't wait that long. Wasn't crowded.
No, when they saw that, they go, "Get this guy in and out." We need to get this
triage
guy in and out quick.
Open up a bed.
Real funny.
You have to remember they're at the hospital so often
they
have the
Jeffrey Sweet,
the LaRoque Winkleman.
This is the first time I've been to the hospital since my testicle surgery.
Okay. So you go to the hospital and they do what?
They'll take a look. They just took a look at it, and I guess they did a Google search. You know.
Wait a second. Wait.
All they did was look at it, and they say, "Well, they told me what it was. It's I can't even. It's there's a technical name for a cold sore."
Wait. You're telling me that you go to the hospital. They look at it, then they do a Google search in order to diagnose you. That's what you're telling me.
I mean, I guess he went to Google search what's the best treatment for it.
They actually did that with Dumb when he had all that yeast in his stomach and he ate all the yeast. They didn't know what to do and they'd never seen a case like that before.
But that's unusual. Cold sores, not unusual. I think they pretty much know what the treatment is for a cold sore.